Father Nelson Edwards, at St. Albans Church, August 18, 2008. So, thank you so much for agreeing to participate in the project once again. As you know, this will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to get as comprehensive of a story as you would like to share with us, so feel free to talk as long as you like or as short as you like. And we recognize that you have already signed the consent form that we previously did at the school, but if you ever decide you want to change your mind about anything you've said, you've shared with us, or if you want to add, whichever way, feel free to contact us and let us know of that. What we will be using these materials for is to create educational exhibits and presentation materials that will be of use to the community, both here and abroad. And I guess I'll go ahead and start. The first set of questions, as you know, is about background. So tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up.
I was born in Colon. It was a Colon hospital, which was in Old Cristobal, or which after was called New Cristobal. That's the second street in the city. At that time, that was run and managed by U.S. government. So, actually, I was born in what we call a Canazon Hospital, June 11, 1946. As I said, Mommy told me it was a Tuesday morning at about 11 a.m. As for what was going on there, I just think it was like business as usual. That's about our...
Yeah.
Maybe further down on the questions and maybe more revealing stuff.
Sure, sure. What would you say your childhood was like? Mainly, what are some fond memories you have about your childhood, things that you did?
Somewhat weird, because I said it in my first interview, and it's really, I want to repeat it because it's what I love to do. I normally played by myself. I was more on the intellectual side, but I was very curious about things around me, like insects. And as I said in the previous interview, I used to sit, take little insects, like grasshoppers, pull their legs off, drop them in an ant nest, or drop them on a spider web to see the reaction that would go on. Then I would take my time for hours doing things like that. That was, for me, that was, other than reading and studying my schoolwork, that was my fun and my entertainment. I never played much with other children. In fact, when they came by, they were more a bother to me, really, than any help. They were more of a distraction than a kind of pleasure to play with. And my mom told me I would even, like, pinch them or poke at them, and when they started to cry, I would act very innocently, like, what's wrong with you? I mean, I never knew what was wrong with them, so.